A tremendous roar echoed off the wet bridge's stone walls as an infuriated Thrax blazed across the room, sparks flying from his armored talons. His arm flashed past the tactical officer's neck. Green mist sprayed the adjacent console. Frozen in place, the officer stood motionless. Turning his back to the fool, Thrax glared through the viewall. A leisurely backward kick sent the dead officer's body sailing, while his severed head rolled off its shoulders and fell to the floor. Raising his forearm to eye level, Thrax flicked out his black tongue. Licking green blood from his retracting talon, he said, "You failed." The offensive, squeaky voice of the betraying human echoed across the bridge. "Why am I still hearing that vile thing? Where is that signal coming from?" Thrax roared. "It's coming from the planet's closest polar region," shouted an excited junior officer at the communications console.
"I have it,"
replied a fierce and wizened old voice from behind Thrax. An energy beam shot from the tidal trough, striking the planet's ice cap. Thrax turned back to find his old comrade and friend, Raja Fasir, had taken over the failed officer's weapons station. Raja fired again, and another energy beam sought out the damned Argonian. Thrax nodded his thanks.
"Send him to be with his gods, Fasir."
Feeling the element of surprise slipping through his talons, Thrax turned his attention outside. All of the enemy ships in the magnified view of the Helm Warden's arrayed fleet appeared to turn away in unison. The spread-out waves of enemy fighters occupied several light seconds of space. From the camera's point of view, the only way all of the ships could appear to turn simultaneously was in response to an order from the Helm Warden at the far side of the enemy formation. The image of their response and the radio signal that generated it both radiated through the formation and toward Thrax at the speed of light. Each ship reversed course as soon as they received the order. While they turned in the staggered order caused by their distance from the Helm Warden and the speed of light limited transmission, the apparent image of them turning in unison could mean only one thing.
"Tetema knows!"
Spinning on Commander Fasir, he shouted,
"Fire the gene weapon, now!"
Fasir hesitated.
"Now!"
Thrax roared. Having reversed direction, the enemy squadron blasted away from his gathered fleet.
"Firing now, Lord,"
Fasir said finally. His grizzled hand slammed down on the weapon's activator. The glorious and cleansing energy wave burst from the tidal trough, quickly closing on and then enveloping the closest wave of the fleeing cowards. "Come on!" Admiral Takema growled. In the magnified display, he watched the retreat order propagate through the waves of fighters at the agonizingly slow speed of light. Finally, it reached the formations closest to his command ship, second and third squadrons. In sequence, they each instantly reversed direction. Thank the gods! An eternal second later, the fighters of first squadron also received the order and zipped away from the enemy formation. Before Takema could take a breath, a brilliant white sphere of energy exploded from the center of the enemy fleet. Like the spreading maw of a ravenous monster, the ball of light expanded behind the silhouetted fighters of first squadron. The sphere quickly filled the narrow field of view and became a wall of light. Takema issued an EON command. The image zoomed out, and the rendered wave of light returned to its true spherical shape. Like a miniature supernova, the ball of energy continued to swell. An instant later, the monster swallowed First Squadron's fighters. Appetite unsated, it reached for the retreating ships of Second and Third Squadrons. Just as the sphere began to feel the expanded field of view as it closed on the tiny black silhouettes of the fighters, it faded to black. The holographic ships continued their mad dash for safety. However, behind them, the green renderings of First Squadron began to tumble across the void. In a dry croak, Takema whispered, "No.